This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I've seen them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, Parent Garden.
Skies of blue.
I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. And I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. And it's a beautiful day yesterday. And have a nice cool day today, but a nice Columbus Day weekend. Enjoying getting out there. And yesterday it was almost high 70s. It's unlike October weather, right? It's a nice day to get out and do some things. Today, not a bad day to get out there and do some things as well. Finally, looking at some rain in the next couple days. That would be, we definitely need it. We definitely need some rain to help get us out of this drought. I know the ground's still hard, very compact, and we could really use it. I can tell you that. We're still very far behind when it comes to, the rain. I think we're still 7 or 8 inches behind where we should be, maybe even a little bit more. So we'll use that rain Monday, Tuesday. Decent. I mean, it's unlike October weather. We're looking in the, we're still looking in the 60s, and even we're going to hit 70 at some point this week. So still plenty of time to be getting out there, to be working in the garden. There's some big number changes from the night to during the day, but we're not really hitting the low numbers into the 30s very often. So still plenty of time to be putting a lawn out there. Plenty of time to be planting. I tend to look at the forecast a lot just based on the fact that I, work outside most of the day. So I like to kind of know what I'm going to do. But the weather is something, I tend to bring up at the beginning of the show every week just to kind of get an idea of what we can do for the week and if it's going to be, something that we should be working on side or should we even be looking at saying, all right, these plants that we have, we have some house plants. These need to start coming inside. We need to cover our mums or the pumpkins. We just want to make sure that the pumpkins that are out there are going to make it to the end of the season, right? So number of things like that. So I tend to bring it up a lot just as, it does factor into everything that we do in the garden. So looking like a pretty good week. A couple days of rain at the beginning, but then the weekend, next weekend, looking fine too. So perfect, perfect week to be finishing up some things in the garden, or even just planting some new plants, still putting in a lawn, still got some time. We still have, I'd be still putting the lawn in the next couple weeks. If you're looking just to get some coverage, we have some different types of grass seed out there that would just get some quick cover. A lot of them will be like a fast grow, a quick grow, like a rye grass that takes less time to germinate. So you'll have something down there just to, you know, get the lawn going, or, you know, the 14 to 21 days, because I think we still have some time for that, to be putting any of that sunshade, regular sunny, shady, etc., out in the lawn. So it's definitely something we can still do. Another thing we can still do, we can still definitely, you know, planting trees and shrubs for the best time of the year to isn't just be more. That's a perfect time for your plant to do that, because it is pushing its energy down into the pot or into the soil. So that's definitely why this time of year is a good time to do that. So just something to be thinking about. We still have plenty of time. Again, until the ground really freezes, I'd be putting something in the ground. So just definitely be thinking about it. You know, if you thought it's kind of the end, we still have some time. Now, I do have a call on the line, so I want to get right into those calls. Nathan, who's up first today?
Bill's in Dreckett.
Bill, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I put a lawn in 4 weeks ago.
Okay.
It's doing fine. What should I do for fertilizer with that lawn?
Okay. Now, did you put a starter fertilizer down when you put the lawn, the grass seed down?
Yes,
you
did
not?
I did.
Oh, you did. Perfect.
Yeah.
Awesome. So usually it's like a 4 to 6 week span in between the next fertilization.
Okay.
What I would like to see you do, you said about 4 weeks. Have you cut the lawn at all yet?
No, I haven't.
Okay. So what I like to do with something like that, I like to at least have, you know, if you were to look in the spring, I'd say 2 to 3 cuttings. We're not going to get as many as those. I'd like to at least have one mowing and then have some regrowth come up before I put the next, like, winterizer type fertilizer down.
Okay.
So maybe it's in about a week that you put another, you know, anything that's a winterizer, something that has low first number and has a little bit more on the end in the last number, which would be the potassium number. That's going to help with overall development for the root system, etc. So I definitely like to see you put that down in about a week or so. Maybe get a cut in the next couple days.
Okay.
Allow it to regrow a little bit and then put that down.
I have a bag of weed and feed. Would that be...
I wouldn't put that down. The grass is a little bit too young.
Okay.
It could still, there's, so with it only being about 4 weeks, not all the grass seed is completely developed, because it does take about 14 to 21 days for the seeds to germinate, right?
Okay.
There might be some a little bit behind, so I wouldn't put the weed in feed because it still is looking for it. So look for something that's a winterizer that has the last number in the three numbers a little bit higher.
Okay.
You know, you go to a local garden center right now. A lot of the garden centers will have what's called a winterizer. It doesn't matter what the brand is, but you're just looking for a winterizer, and that would be your best bet.
And one more question I have.
Sure.
I put three Japanese holly bushes in.
Okay.
First of June. Anything necessary for the winter for those? They're healthy. Well, they grow slow, but they're very healthy looking.
Okay. So a couple things. Continue to water until the ground freezes.
Okay.
Okay. So just continue to water. That's really going to be a huge thing for them to get them through the winter.
Okay.
The other thing I'd like to see you do is there's a product out there called Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop.
Mm-hmm.
So that would, it's a spray that holds the moisture in the plant over the winter. Okay. So it would be something that you spray that it's clear, so you don't even see it. It just makes this nice coating over the leaves to hold the moisture in over the winter, so when it gets really bad out there during the winter, when the wind's blowing, we got tons of snow, etc., it's going to help protect it and keep the moisture in the plant instead of allowing the plant to dry out a little bit.
Okay.
And that's with when it comes to Japanese hollies, sometimes they tend to dry out a bit if they're not protected for the winter. So that's why I want you to use that.
Okay.
The other thing is, and, you know, it's going to sound odd, but you want snow this year, and you want snow to protect it and cover the plants around it, basically. You don't want it, you know, 6 feet. We're looking for a coverage of snow that stays and keeps the ground frozen instead of like a freeze-thaw effect.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
So we do want the snow. Snow is actually really good for our plants.
Okay. And it's called Wilt.
Okay.
What is it called?
So you can find it at a garden center called Wilt Stop. That one's from Boneide. Or you can get Wilt Proof. Okay.
Great. Thank you for your help.
No problem, Bill, and good luck.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We have plenty of show left. We got about 4 hours left to be answering all your gardening questions. So give us a call. We're going to do everything we can today to help you out with all your gardening questions. So give us that call. We'll be back in a few.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And it's a nice little weekend here. It's going to get... It's going to be warm today. It's might be a little bit cold this morning, but by the day goes on, you'll definitely be able to get out there into the garden, get things cleaned up. I know a lot of you still probably have some gardens going, some veggie gardens going. You know, we got to start thinking about, you know, what's going to happen next. What do we do? And usually around this time of year, I try to bring up, you know, what we're going to do with the... you know, your tomatoes, your cucumbers, your peppers, etc. And a lot of times we'll say, you know, we've always said we're just going to rip them out of the ground and start fresh next year, right? That's what a lot of us have, you know, talked about and wanted to do for a number of years. Because it's just how it was, right? Well, so the past couple of years we've discussed some different styles with that. Instead of ripping all your plants out, leaving the plants into the ground and actually just cutting the stems at about 2 inches, maybe an inch above the ground, and leaving the root system in there until next season. Why do we do that? Well, think about it this way. All year you've spent all your time fertilizing, cleaning, and making that area one of the best areas it is for the plants that you want to have growing. And all that fertilizer is going to be in there. The root system has grown huge, right? You've taken care of it. You've made it this growing basis. Now, if you were to leave that in there and leave the microbes that you've built into the soil, it's actually going to be long-term better for the next year's plants. When you rip out the root system, you're ripping out any of the fertilizer, any of that with it. So by leaving this in the soil and then just planting around it next season, you'll actually have a head start when it comes to growing your growing season next year. So that's one of the reasons why we've discussed this before. There's some studies out there that will actually have some good information in regards to why this happens. My dad loved a writer by the name of Jeff Lowenfels. He's a great person in the industry, in the green industry, with plants. Knows a lot about different plants, but he's like a soil guy. He knows what's going on underneath. And this is a recommendation that he's had to work for it. And he's actually based out of Alaska. And so he's looking for any advantage he can for the next season, right? And if he can grow successfully out there, then that's part of the reason why he looks into these things. And looks into the microbes and looks into the soil is a huge thing. So definitely something to be thinking about this season. So instead of ripping out, you know, your tomato plants and just getting rid of everything, you know, maybe knocking the soil back into the garden and then going from there, I'd really like to see, instead of just ripping everything out, just cutting everything almost level to the ground and letting it sit there for the winter, letting the root system develop all over the area and to continue to go into, you know, the root system develop until next season. And then next season, you can plant right into it and start fresh, right? Start ahead of everyone else, already having some of those microbes in there, because they don't die. They will overwinter. Not all of them will overwinter, especially in New England. But if they can make it in Alaska, I think they can make it in New England. So definitely something to be thinking about as we start getting our gardens cleaned up for, you know, our veggie gardens cleaned up for next season. So I definitely recommend not ripping out the plants, you know, not completely just ripping them out of there, cutting them back to the ground level, maybe an inch above the ground, and leaving them until next season. So definitely something to think about with the garden this season. So give us a call if you have some questions. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by DRAM. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at DRAM.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump speaking from the White House balcony on Saturday, making his first public appearance since being diagnosed with COVID-19. The president delivering remarks at what the White House called a peaceful protest for law and order.
Black and Latino Americans are rejecting the radical socialist left, and they're embracing our pro-jobs, pro-worker, pro-police. We want law and order. We have to have law and order and pro-American agenda.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards says power outages are widespread in his state following Hurricane Delta. At its peak, there were more than 688,000 utility customers without service. The remnants of Delta continuing to bring rain, wind, and thunderstorms from Tallahassee, Florida, all the way up to New York City. This is USA Radio News. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden spent part of his Saturday in Pennsylvania. Biden again asked if he would pack the court.
Biden's response, the Republicans are already packing it.
Court packing is going on right now. It's going on with Republicans packing the court now. It's not constitutional what they're doing. We should be focused on what's happening right now. And the fact is that the only packing going on is this court is being packed now by the Republicans after the vote has already begun. I'm going to stay focused on it so we don't take our eyes off the ball here.
The Boston Police Department wants to have a full force for the election. The police department telling officers time off would have to be canceled between October 31st and November 7th. The department explaining it's to make sure they can provide proficient public safety. The move, of course, not sitting well with the police union. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And it's definitely, we're getting darker earlier. It's staying a little bit darker longer in the mornings. So definitely starting to feel that fall feel to it, right? But the weather just hasn't been there, so we're cooling down, but we're still staying warm. It's interesting, right? We cool down at night, but during the day we're still staying warm, so it doesn't feel like fall, but still plenty of time to be doing some work out there, getting some things going for this season. Still some things to be thinking about. What can we be doing to, get ahead for next season? So our perennials, right? We think about, do we cut them back? When do we cut them back? What do we do, et cetera? Well, so some of the things, a lot of perennials, when we are to cut them back, what we do is we wait until a frost hits them and they start turning brown. I want to get the whole season out of them, get as much of them, much enjoyment of the season as possible. Some of them, you've been waiting all season for them to flower, to get to this. Some of your asters, some of your Montauk daisies might be going by at this point, but those are ones that, if we've talked about all season, how many times you have to prune them to get them ready to bloom this time of year. This is, time to enjoy them. It's not time to say, all right, well, they did their thing, I'm done, and let's cut them back. A lot of perennials, what they like to see you do is when they start to, they get hit by a frost or a heavier frost, and they start to turn brown and get brown almost all the way. That's when you're looking to cut them back and get them ready for the next season. A lot of the different perennials, some of them when we, if we cut them all the way back, maybe adding some mulch to the area, getting something to cover them for the winter to help that root system be protected and hope that, we get a decent amount of snow to keep the coverage on the ground. Snow is something that, we don't want to have all the time. It makes the roads not so easy. Used to be able to make the kids have to stay home for school, but I don't think there's ever going to be a snow day again based on remote learning that's going on, but that's a subject for another day. But there was always that snow. It was always that, technically it is a four-letter word, but that's what it was, right? It's like, oh, I don't want snow. Well, snow is very important when it comes to our plants. So something that, you've worked this season, especially being home on your garden, maybe the new plantings, etc., having snow is going to help long-term for the plants. It's going to help keep the ground at one temperature, right? It's going to keep it from that freeze-thaw effect. And that's one of the things that will affect your shrubs and trees long-term. Is if it gets a freeze-thaw effect, warms up, then cools down, the plant doesn't know what's going on. They don't have a clock that says, or a calendar that says this is the date. They don't know when is fall, when is winter, when is spring. They get it. They kind of understand because of the days and the temperatures. But when the temperatures are going up and down, above freezing during the winter and then going back and forth, that's when there's some issues, right? That's when the plants just don't get it. So snow keeps the ground insulated, keeps it at that same temperature, and that's really what we're looking for. We're not looking for like the amount of snow that we had in 2015, record numbers of snow. We're looking for just that covering, just to allow the ground to stay in one temperature versus going back and forth. So as much as I say I really want snow, I don't want a ton of snow. I just want enough snow to protect our plants that we've put in the ground this season. We spent a lot of time in the gardens this year, so we want to make sure everything's protected. So definitely, something to be thinking about this season and realize, snow might not be great for the drive or the conditions, but it's going to be good for the plants that you've spent so much time this year taking care of. Been stuck at home, so you've been able to work in your garden. Let's hope for that snow just to protect them. If you guys have any questions, you can give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we've got plenty of time left in the show to be answering some of your gardening questions, so feel free, give us a call. We're going to do everything we can to help you out. Now, if you got the newsletter this past week, it was all about some bulbs out there. Really about tulips, mostly. Really some good information. So if you're looking for different styles of tulips, there's 15 different styles of the tulip family to give you some information on what you're looking for. I know some of the garden centers have sold more bulbs than normal, so there might not be as many available at this point, but definitely go out there and see what you can get, because it's a nice way to wake up in the spring, right? Get that spring started and make it feel like, you're ready for that spring to come, seeing some of these. One of the biggest things that I've always gotten out of this, an article like this, but my father talking about bulbs, he always has always said never to use bone meal, just straight bone meal. It used to be for the longest time, bone meal was something that everybody used when it came to bulbs. Because of, the fertilizing of what it can do for you. But what it does is it actually attracts rodents to the garden, and it brings it right to the bulbs, kind of shows them where they are. So definitely, you don't want something that, you don't want just straight bone meal. You're looking for something like a bulb tone from a spoma. This Boma has a great product in the bulb tome to add to the bulbs, to be mixing into the soil around it, just to help give it a boost for that year. But with the bulbs, the fertilizer is definitely something. But we plant tulips, daffodils, some hyacinths, some allium, which would be like those big, like globe master, big purple tip to them with just a stem hanging up. Number of different bulbs that we plant, but we plant them now because these bulbs need a dormancy period. They need a cold period, and so they get into the ground. The ground freezes. And then it allows them to basically wake up in the spring. And that's what they do. And that's what the bulbs are going to do for you and get ready for that next season. So they need a dormancy period. They need to be into the ground, soon, before the ground freezes, obviously, and get going as long as possible. This past season, the ground really didn't freeze till late, so you had plenty of time, almost into December. But you never know what's 2020 going to bring us next. So that's why one of the reasons why is we try to do it now. Get them into the ground, get them ready for the next season so they have that cooling period, that dormancy period to rest. So when they do come out next season, they're ready to go and build for the next season. So it's definitely time to be planting the bulbs. But again, if you receive our newsletter, or if you want to receive our newsletter, you can go to our website at paulparent.com, scroll all the way to the bottom to sign up for the newsletter. And this past newsletter had some great information about bulbs, pretty much all, tulips, but, definitely something to look at. There's, like I said, there were about 15 different styles of tulips. The early tulip, the double early tulip, Darwin tulips, etc. So definitely take a look at it. And then when you pick them, try to pick some that'll go, some early, some mid-season, some a little bit later. So that way you're getting multiple blooming cycles for your tulips. So they're always coming out with something different, some different styles, some mixes. But add some daffodils in there. I like the combination of like the red tulips and the yellow daffodils. Just the colors work really well together. Nice look to them for the season. So mix some things in there. There's a lot of other bulbs there that you can add, some smaller ones. Muscari is one of them. It's a little like purple flower. There's some blues and whites, I believe. There's smaller flower, hyacinths that you can have come out there. But the most popular, obviously, is the tulip and the daffodil. Those two are number one and 1A, if you will, neck and neck with how much gets put out there. But definitely, this is the time to do it, because next year when you start to see them flowering, there's not really a ton of them out at garden centers. They'll have some, but a lot of them, take some time. They're being planted now, then put into coolers or put outside so they can freeze over winter, and then in the spring being forced to pop up early. So now's the time to be getting this in the ground and getting ready for 2021 spring. So let's try to look ahead and have some beautiful thoughts for the spring and what we can see early, and to be able to enjoy it and get rid of 2020, right? Let's think of what we can do for next season. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got plenty of time in the show to be answering your questions. I know it's with the darker mornings, it's a little bit harder to get up each week. I'm definitely there with you. And getting it's harder and harder each time to really get up and get out of bed and get started for that day, because it's getting a little bit cooler, but it's also just getting darker. And it was so nice during the season, that summer season when It's so nice out and so bright such longer that you just want to get things done. You just want to go out and do things right. Now you're kind of like, all right, maybe I can spend a little bit more time at home. Maybe I can just enjoy some time in bed a little bit. So I feel you. I'm there with you. So definitely we're getting into that season. Now, I mentioned the newsletters. Last week was a good one, too. It was more about daffodils, some hyacinths. So just a little bit more information on a few other bulbs instead of just the tulips. So take a look in the if you have them. Just some good information on what to do for the next season. Thinking ahead for 2021. If you have some questions, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll get back. More gardening questions for you.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Vonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada-boom, bada-bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517.
866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And it's starting to lighten up out there, so we can start to see some, definitely some nice weather for the day. It's going to be a nice, beautiful day today to get out there and enjoy. I know we're going to enjoy at my home. My oldest daughter, Katie, turns 5 today. So it's exciting. Probably one of the greatest days of my life. I have multiple days like that, but it was an awesome day to first become a father. So definitely going to enjoy that this afternoon. They got some things going on this morning, and then we're going to have just some time to hang out and do some different things and see where the day goes. So definitely, definitely going to be a good day for her. I know she's still sleeping but she's usually up early, so I know she's just super excited for it. So can't wait for her to get up and see what we've done for her. But I will say happy birthday then. But happy birthday to my daughter Katie, turning 5 today. So good stuff. Some good exciting stuff for going on at the home today. Now, as far as in the garden, some questions still out there. You know, can I still lime? Can I put fertilizer down? Can I put seed down in the lawn? Definitely. Still plenty of time. Now, the lime, there's two types of limes. There's the pelletized lime. Excuse me, there's more than two types. The pelletized lime and the pulverized lime. It's become more popular just to have the pelletized lime. The pulverized lime is something that you don't see as often. But the pelletized lime is one that you put down in the fall so that next spring it's starting to go for you, because it is takes about 6 months for it to really break down and get into the area that you want it to be. Then there's that fast-acting lime. It's still a pelletized lime, but it starts working immediately. You know, that long-term lime, just the straight pelletized lime, you know, might be good to get you ready for next spring. But then once it's done, it's gone. And that's where the fast-acting lime, you know, comes into play. It's one that once you put it on the ground, it starts working almost immediately. It's a calcitic lime, so it's formulated to break down a little bit easier and be readily available. And it's something that you can actually use every 6 weeks, kind of like your fertilization program. There's one, this lime is one where if you double up the amount of lime, it's not going to burn the lawn like a regular pelletized lime might, and actually can help you with your pH and bring your pH up. So a couple choices. I would still be thinking myself, I like the fast-acting lime in general. A couple reasons why. For pelletized lime, one bag covers 1,000 square feet, but it's 40 pounds, right? Fast-acting lime, a 30-pound bag can cover up to 5,000 square feet, right? So five bags versus one bag. Now, cost, usually the pelletized lime can range anywhere from, you know, $4.99 to $5.99. A bag of fast-acting lime can be like $20 to $25. So, you know, it's usually going to be a better value for you, especially when you really need to get it into the soil. And it's just less work, right? Instead of carrying five bags, you're carrying one that's less weight than a regular bag of pelletized lime. So definitely worth it. Faster acting, works long term. But if you're the style that it just always puts the lime down in the fall, we still have time to do that. Still have plenty of time to get that on the ground. Looking like it's going to rain Monday, Tuesday. Might be a nice time to put it in down on the ground today, maybe tomorrow morning. You know, it's a holiday after all, so you might not have to be working. Put it down early and let the rain wash it in. If you have any questions here, you can give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. More of your gardening questions. We'll see you in a couple.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.